Nancy Hamel's peach cobbler, sold at the World Ag Expo, is baked on site.
We are making Dutch oven cobbler. We use charcoal briquettes to cook it on.
The smell of the cobbler wafts through the air as people walk by, luring in attendees who line up to buy the dessert. Modesto almond grower Clayton Johns explains why.
Definitely has a homemade taste, like that's what I'm used to. Made over a fire, you kind of get a good flavor that way. It's really good.
The Kaweah River Senior Drill Team from Visalia has sold the cobbler as a fundraiser for over 10 years. They use the money raised for things like competition fees.
The drill team is kind of like a square dance on horses. We are judged how well our horses work, how we do the drill, how we ride.
Last year they cooked up 725 cobblers. At $7 per serving, the team grossed over $30,000. The profit made from this gooey creation is large enough to keep the group from having to fundraise for the rest of the year. Hamel took this idea for the cobbler from her husband, who belongs to a Dutch oven cooking club. The cooking process starts off with 1 gallon cans of sliced peaches.
You open those, drain them, and put half in two ovens. Then you add some more juice, and we have a cake mix topping. We use real butter. They go out to the guys, and they cook them.
They take the large pots out of the kitchen and place them on metal tables full of hot coals.
Yeah, every so often they have to turn the lid so that it cooks evenly, and they'll pick up the pot and turn it as well.
A couple of them over here.
That one's hot.
Once the cobblers are ready, attendees have the option to order a scoop with vanilla ice cream.
One whip, please.
Hamel says the expo attendees love learning about the history behind the Dutch oven.
A lot of folks that come, they just stand in the smoke and watch because they're intrigued to think that something so yummy can just come out of that cast iron pot, but they don't know that our ancestors cooked everything in a cast iron pot.
She hopes her crew will sell more cobbler this year so her club can perform in even more parades and fairs. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero, reporting from the World Ag and Cobbler Expo in Tulare.